Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Welcome to Relationship Rehab. We're so glad that you're able to join us on this beautiful Saturday. Listen, I want you to buckle your seatbelt because we have an amazing show. And before we get started, let's bring to this call an amazing woman. Chantel Vetrick is in the building.
Hey, guys. How everybody doing on this beautiful Saturday?
Absolutely. Listen, if her voice sounds familiar, that's because she used to do the show with us, and she was on vacation and had an amazing time in DR, and so she's back. So welcome back.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be back.
And so I know we have a lot to talk about, so let's just jump right into it. Why don't you tell us what the show is about today?
Yes, and to me, this show is very important because, you know, while I was away, I had the opportunity to speak with some lovely ladies at the retreat and following the retreat. And so it was a topic that I wanted to discuss because I believe that it possibly could be a myth out there, as well as it possibly could be true, could be a true statement. And the statement that I'm referring to is that we so often hear that the grass is not greener on the other side. So I want to dive into that a little bit more in conversation with G, as well as just kind of get you guys' thought and have you guys thinking a little bit on this topic, because I'm coming from a different angle at this point, because, you know, we're quick to say when we're the one that's being hurt or we're the ones that's being cheated on or somebody's no longer interested in us, we're quick to say, well, the grass is not green on the other side. And the second part to that is that, you know, there's dog poop or there's cow poop in that grass as well. And if you don't fertilize it, then it will not stay green. But my question to G and to all of you guys, what if that grass is green on the other side? Who's to say that it's not? Who makes us the judge and the jury about that? And when I say, I'm not just referring to cheating. I'm referring to also when you have the world out here, society saying that homosexuals should not be married, and you have women who've been so badly hurt and damaged by a man, they decided to go and be with a woman. However, is that relationship any better? So I'm coming from that angle as well. Or you have a male who decided that he wanted to date only men because the females were not of good caliber or he was badly damaged, so he decided to date a man. So G and I kind of touched base prior to the show, and we kind of concluded that no matter if you're dating a man, a woman, or men, woman, you're still going to have the same issues. So we want to touch on that today. Is the grass greener on the other side? So G, what do you think?
I think that the grass will always be greener on the side that you manicure the most.
Love it.
Always.
Yep.
Whenever you don't spend enough time watering your own grass, it's going to wither, it's going to dry out, and eventually it's going to die.
Mm-hmm.
But on the flip side, a lot of people have just stopped watering their own grass. Not because they think that the grass is green on the other side, but a lot of people are bored, Chantel,
mm-hmm.
with the way their grass looks.
What do you mean they're bored with the way their grass looks?
They're tired of the grass. They're tired of their own grass. They want to help manicure your grass.
Gotcha.
This could be in a marriage situation. This could be in a boyfriend or girlfriend situation. But the reality is that people are just bored with mm-hmm. who they agree with. And this is extremely familiar with people who've been married for a long periods of time, you know,
right.
8, 10 years, 15 years. They're bored of the relationship. And so they don't even care if the grass is really, really green or semi-green. They're just bored with the grass that they've been trying to manicure all these years, and they're just
tired.
They
don't even care if the grass cut anymore.
Yeah, they don't even care. It could be turf now. They don't even care.
Yep. Well, with snakes and everything in that grass, because it's up so high. So I guess my question to you would be, and you know, just give our audience something to think about, have you ever thought about, and I'm not saying cheating is right, I'm not saying that at all, but you do have situations and stories out there where a man or a woman met somebody else outside of their relationship, whether it's, you know, whether you're married or you're not, they met somebody else, and that man or that woman, you know, just woke up something inside of them. They just, you know, they began to like that individual, and that person is not a bad person. They have it, you know, they have a great job, or they, you know, they're financially set, they keep themselves well to do, you know, they take care of themselves. So we can't assume that just because somebody go out there and cheat with somebody else, that grass is, you know, not green. So, and they end up leaving the person, not saying this right, their spouse or their girlfriend or their boyfriend, they end up marrying that person. So in that scenario, would you say that the grass was greener on the other side? Some would say that it was.
Sure, absolutely. Some will say that it was greener. Others will argue that person's decision was totally wrong.
Absolutely.
And then you got people who stay in relationships out of guilt, and you know, they feel like, because my church family, my friends, my family has approved this relationship, I'm just going to be with it. And the reality is God never approved the relationship, so it's going to be worse.
Right.
So, I mean, it just kind of depends on who you're asking. I think at the end of the day, you know, regardless if you're married, you're not married, you want to be married, you deserve to be happy.
Absolutely.
And if that decision means that you have to step back and evaluate the current situation that you're in now, you don't need to put that off another week, another day, but you need to come to grips about what your reality is. And I keep saying this over and over again, and that is, when we date and when we marry a person's reality and not their potential. And so, you know, you have to understand that this is my reality. If you're unhappy right now in your relationship, and the reason why you even have a mindset to even entertain the fact that grass could be green on the other side tells me that there's a void somewhere in your life. You know, it could be on your part, it could be on the other person's part, but somewhere there's a void. There's something that is not aligning correctly. You know, there is a disconnect somewhere. But whatever the issue is, again, regardless if it is on you or your spouse, it needs to be corrected. And if it can't be corrected, and you guys have went to counseling, you guys have prayed, you guys have done this, you've been on the fast, you know, you read scriptures, you read books, and nothing is seen to get better, it's not working out, I think that is a time where you need to reevaluate your situation. Because
absolutely,
the saddest thing, Chantel, is the mindset that people feel like, I'm stuck.
Right, absolutely.
I got to be in this situation.
And then another thing that I spoke about this week on social media is just change. You know, people are always talking about, well, I want this person to change, I want that person to change, well, I want my husband to change, my boyfriend to change. You know, he won't spend time with me, he won't come and see me, he won't, you know, just do whatever you desire that he needs to do. But like you said, you date your reality as well as you marry your reality. But I also like to tell people that if you want something to change or someone to change, you have to change. And what I mean by that is, especially if you're in a bad relationship or you don't think that person is giving you the attention that you need, or, you know, that he or she is not treating you like a girlfriend or boyfriend, my suggestion to you is that you really need to sit down and change how you're thinking about the situation and change the environment, and you change. Stop dealing with that person the way that you used to deal with them. Stop calling them all the time. Stop harassing them in a way. Stop begging them to love you. Stop begging them to be with you. Just stop. So when you change, your situation changes. That person changes. That person doesn't have no choice but to change. And if they continue to deal with you in a certain way, you're no longer in that frame of mind. So I think it's very important, too, that people understand to stop worrying about if somebody else changed. and you change, because you cannot change a person. You cannot change a person. Who you marry is who you marry, period.
Right.
And that was lesson learned for me for many years. That's lesson learned. I'm not trying to change nobody anymore. Who you are is who you are. I take you for face value. And if you decide to change in a relationship for, you know, for good or bad, then at that particular time, like you said, there needs to be some self-evaluation going on. Is this something I can deal with if it's a bad change? And if it's not, then I need to go ahead and get out of that relationship. But the problem is, the reason why people don't get out of relationships is because they don't want to be alone. You know, I have people telling me all the time, Chantel, I'm just so lonely. I'm just so lonely. I'm like, okay, but don't go out there and just go get a piece of man because you're lonely. Don't do it. I get it. I've been there, and sometimes I'm still there. But I'm not in a rush to go and just find the first person, you know, that says, hey, Chantel, hey, beautiful, how you doing? No, I'm good. So I totally agree with you on what you're saying. Go ahead.
So let me ask you this then. From a woman's perspective, right, what would you say would be the primary reason why a woman would entertain the fact that the grass could be green on the other side?
They're not getting attention. They're not getting attention from their man, period.
Attention.
Yeah, they're not getting the attention. They're not getting the love. They don't. Women are emotional, and men are more sexual. You know, that's just be honest. But women like to feel touched. They like to be held. They like to feel, some women. The women who don't act like that, something's wrong with them, because women are emotional, and women want that affection, and women want that touch. And women want to be, you know, they want to be, what's the word for that I'm looking for? They like for their man to be like, yeah, this is my baby, this is my woman. You know what I'm saying? They love to feel loved by their man. And any woman who does not accept that, I'm telling you without a shadow of a doubt, something is wrong, because I used to be that type of woman. But that was because I was molested. I didn't have my father in my life, and I went through some things. But it wasn't until I got written that to me, and you know, I had to share this with somebody just this week, I was damaged. In order to not be damaged anymore, I had to go through counseling. I went through years of counseling to get some of that stuff out of my system. So if people don't go to counseling, to therapy, not coaching, to therapy, so they can really dig deep into some of your deep-seated issues that's going on with you, then you're going to continue to be damaged, and you're not going to be able to receive that love. But women want that attention from their man. They want. We like to sit on the couch and just cuddle.
Right. So if the attention is not there, a woman would entertain the idea that the grass could be greener, correct?
Yeah, they start having an emotional affair.
So, exactly. So is it safe to say that your husband or your man could possibly push you to cheat because of not having the attention that you need?
Absolutely.
You think so?
It gets to the point where it comes down to your morals, or am I just going to let whoever I meet, you know, on the other side sweet talk me? It really comes down to that and your integrity. It really, really does. And that's a fine line, because quite honestly, we are human beings, and that's just, this is just reality, and companionship is just who we are. So if you're not getting what you need at home, from home, it's very difficult, man or woman, to stay in that relationship like that. It's very, very, very hard. You know, and I hear people say all the time, especially church folks, don't be tempted by the devil, don't be tempted by Satan, but I don't think they've taken everything into consideration. You don't know what's going on inside that individual. They're not having sex. They're not talking. They're not communicating. They're not doing any of that. Nothing is happening. Nothing. There's no affection. There's no they're not even friends. Life is miserable. So it makes it, I'm just being honest with you. So it makes it very easy for somebody else that you meet and you have a conversation, you strike up a conversation, and then y'all hit it off, and then there you go. And before you cheat or before you do anything, you do have that moment where you're thinking, oh, my gosh, should I do this? Should I not do this? You know, what are the consequences of? You have that split-second thought, but some people just don't care because they feel like they already inhaled. Why should it matter? That's
so because the reality is some people say, well, listen, if you're going to cheat, you're going to cheat because you want to cheat. Ain't nobody
right.
making you cheat. Nobody put a gun to your head and say, listen, have sex with this person.
Right.
You know, go to their house at this time of night. And so the other person in this argument would argue that that can't be true because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you are smart enough to make your own decisions. And before you get to that level, this is what they tell me. Before you get to that level, just get out the relationship. Why cheat? Just jump out
mm-hmm.
the relationship.
Mm-hmm. And the reason why some people just don't jump out their relationship, because I used to be that type of person, just leave. Be man and woman and tell the person you just need to leave. And, you know, over the years I started thinking, and again, I'm not condoning, I'm not saying that it's correct, but I'm just trying to give you reasons as to why people just don't jump out of relationships. And the reason why is because there could be financial reasons that's tied to it, kids could be tied to it, you know, it's just whatever. And so they end up staying or trying to make a sound judgment call before they just walk away. Then you have some people, you know, like me, I don't give a crap about any of that. I'm out. I'm bouncing. So So, you know, it's based on that person's personality. At the end of the day, I want to be happy. I don't want to be miserable. Huh?
And your conviction.
Yeah, I want to be happy. I just, you know, if it's not going to work, it's not going to work. I'm tired of arguing. I'm tired of fussing. You don't see things my way. I don't see things your way. We're not connecting. I'm tired of looking miserable. I'm tired of fussing at people. People wonder why I'm mad all the time. I don't want to live my life like that. So because I don't want to live my life like that, materialistic stuff is just not going to hold me there. It's just not.
Yeah.
We need to work this out in mediation. We need to work this out in court. However, you have other people who don't want the church people to say, oh, you got a divorce, or who don't want their friends to say, oh, my God, we thought y'all was the perfect couple. You know, it's all about image. And it's really not about the truth. Like, for example, yesterday, I read an article yesterday in the news up here in my area in Maryland. This lieutenant colonel, I think he was a full-blood colonel, retired. He met President, Vice President Biden. He met all the dignitaries up here in D.C. He had a job at Aberdeen Proving Ground in Maryland as one of the Army bases. And in fact, I used to work for them when I was in the military. So he had that type of job. He lived a life, lived in a big house up here in Maryland. Had two kids, a daughter and a son. Daughter is in school in Pennsylvania. His son was in school in University of Maryland. And he killed them. Everyone except for the daughter.
Wow.
He left the wife was in the bathtub. He shot her while she was in the bathtub. He drove from the house to the University of Maryland, picked up his son, killed his son, and then he
wow.
shot himself. So it was a murder-suicide. But the police, in the paper, it said the note read that he was killing his family. He killed himself because he was not happy, and he was not
mm-hmm.
happy with his career. He was not happy with his life. So his daughter, who's in Pennsylvania, is, you know, without her parents as well as without a brother. So that happens so much and is going on so often in our homes that we have no clue what's going on behind people's closed doors. And
right.
it's just so sad that it came to that, that he had to take his wife's life, his son's life, and then his own life because he was not happy. I'm not killing myself.
But that's what I'm getting ready to say. That's my whole point. Why does it have to get to the point where you got to physically lay hands? We got to be fist fighting. You got to choke me. I got to choke you back. Or somebody got to go to jail. Or somebody got to get stabbed. Somebody got to get poisoned. Why does it always have to get to that point for a person to say, listen, enough is enough. It's time for me to go.
Because they weak and scared.
By the way, it's not you. It's me. You
they
fine.
Weak,
it's me.
They scared. In his fear.
So, but here's the other myth about grass being green on the other side. The grass doesn't necessarily have to be that the fact that I want to be with somebody else. It could be the fact that I just
that
want to be happy with me.
I was going to say that too.
The grass could be me, Chantel.
Absolutely, you just want to be by yourself.
The grass could be me.
Yeah.
And so the other myth is that people frown on people who get the divorce. But here's the thing, though. Divorce, if you've learned your lesson, keyword, learn your lesson, divorce should be liberating.
Mm-hmm.
And it should not always be looked at as a negative thing, but it should be looked at, listen, I almost killed somebody. Somebody could have been in jail. I could have been locked up right now. But guess what? I had enough sense to get out. And one thing I always know, when God brings you out of something, it is your responsibility to stay out.
Yep.
Not to go back. And so we mentioned earlier about, if you're tired of your situation and you feel stuck, and for those who out there who feel stuck, one of the rules of thumb that you should always remember that if God hasn't removed the situation, per se, maybe he's trying to remove you from the situation.
Mm-hmm. But people don't understand that, because people are so quick to say, well, God told me to stay here. God don't want you miserable. I'm so sick of hearing that. I don't know why they think we serve a miserable God.
Right.
We don't. He don't want us to be miserable. He don't.
Right.
I'm not telling people it's the first sign of trouble, run. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is if you have exhausted every single avenue, counseling, even if you have to go, and we touched base on this earlier, but if you have trouble in your marriage or your relationship and it's sex or whatever, you may have to go see a sex therapist. There's nothing wrong with that. Who told you something is wrong with that, in order to please your spouse and vice versa? Or if you have a financial issue, you may need to go see a financial analyst. Sit down and have a conversation. If you don't know how to communicate, go to therapy. Learn how to communicate. But if you've done all of those things and you have exhausted every single avenue and it's just not working, I just feel like people should be honest enough and say, look, it's just simply not working. We tried it. It's just not working.
Right. So last question I want to ask as we jump off this show is, fact or myth, do you believe that people outgrow each other?
Yeah, absolutely. I went through that. Yeah, I do. Absolutely. It is absolutely possible. And I would say to people that feel like they have outgrown their spouse or their boyfriend or their girlfriend or whatever, to really sit down and have a conversation about where you feel like you are and where you feel like they are. And, maybe you can help that person get to where you are, but if they're willing to not even try, then that's a problem. That's a problem in your relationship. It will continue to be a problem. I know for me, when I married my first husband, I was 18 years old. I was a little girl. So by the time, we grew up and we outgrew each other, I think I got divorced in my 30s. And I didn't know who Chantel was at 18, but I dad's only knew who Chantel was at 30. What I wanted, who I wanted, and all that stuff. And it's no fault to him or to anybody else. He had already been in the military and overseas and done his thing. So when he came back, he wanted a family. But I didn't know who I was at all. So when I started growing up and becoming a woman, I changed. So it's not his fault. And then the level that I aspire to, it takes a certain man to deal with me. And I'm just being honest with you, you have to be either on the level that I'm on or above it. Because I'm always going to strive to do better. And if you're not striving to educate yourself or do better or be better and you're okay being mediocre, then you and I are not going to match, and you're going to outgrow that individual. They may be comfortable just sitting home watching TV. That's not me.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely can't. Or you want to start a couple businesses. They don't get it. They don't understand. Why are you starting all these businesses? What are you trying to do? So it's a constant fight. So if you don't got somebody who understands you and y'all going in two different directions, the relationship is not going to last.
Absolutely. But, I think people get to that point where, people say that as a statement, we grew apart, But I think the reality is that, you find that to be true whenever there is a refusal to adjust in the relationship.
Yeah.
To become better, to learn, to be teachable, and the other person I'm just content with being who I am. I'm gonna be stubborn, and this is really, really strong for people who are over the age of 50, especially men. We get to the age where you can't tell me nothing. I've been like this all my life. I'm not gonna change, and so
you got me like that in my 40s.
Yeah, well, that's women too. Well, you know, but you get to the point where somebody has refused to grow, somebody has refused to make adjustments, and that's why people grow apart.
Right.
Somebody said, well, you know, if you grow apart, you guys can grow up again. Well, you can if a person changed their mentality and their
mm-hmm.
perception, you know. But
mm-hmm.
the problem is a lot of people are stuck in their ways. They don't want to change. You know, when you met me, I was like this. And really, reality is that's just the truth. You can't change that person who doesn't want to change for themselves. And so
right.
to end this discussion, guys, you know, the grass can be greener. It just depends on who you're asking and your perception that you're looking at.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, I don't think
we surprised you guys by saying that.
Yeah, I think we have did a great job with explaining that, because normally when you hear that term, it's somebody's cheating.
Right.
Today, let it go on record that the grass could be greener and I could be the grass.
Absolutely. I like that.
I'm myself way better than what you look at me as. And
yeah.
I know my value and I know my worth.
Absolutely. You can be your own best grass.
Absolutely.
And don't have to stay in no bad relationship just because
Absolutely.
You need to stay in a relationship, period.
Right.
Awesome. This is a great show. Love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Guys, listen, join us next Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You don't want to miss Relationship Rehab. We're going to have another powerful show. And I hope we've said something that makes sense, guys. Go on our website and Facebook pages and let us know. Leave your comments and your concerns and your comments and your questions, about this show and other topics, and we'll do our best to answer these questions and comments for you. In the meantime, we'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great day. And remember to water your own grass. Talk to you
Absolutely.
Soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.